Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, last week with back to school, I saw a few, and I'm sure there were plenty of photos that were taken for the first day of school. I'm also pretty confident there were a lot of photos taken with a certain board that said, first day of whatever grade, I am blank years old, the things I love, and I want to be a blank when I grow up, and all of the rest. And I'm sure once our student has gone from kindergarten through senior year with photos like these, we will be in awe of how much they've grown through the years physically and academically, and seeing how their interests have changed and what they want to be when they grow up. But use your imagination with me here. What if we had a board like that as Christians, and we took a photo every year on the anniversary of when we obeyed the gospel? I've been a Christian for blank years. The things I love doing as a Christian are this, that, and the other, certain things that we like to do in service to the Lord. I want to be a blank someday, whether it be a deacon or an elder or the spouse of one, or that we want to be a Bible class teacher or something else in service to God, or I want to grow in this particular way this year and fill in the blank. Would we want to look back at those photos through the years? For lack of a better illustration, in our kindergarten year of being a Christian to our more upperclassmen years of being a Christian. While we see an obvious difference between our kindergarten student and a senior student physically, would you and others be able to notice an obvious difference between your first day as a Christian to where you are now spiritually? Well, in Hebrews chapters 5 and 6, the Hebrew writer makes it pretty clear that those he's writing to originally were not maturing much from their kindergarten photos. Let's read in Hebrews chapter 5, beginning in verse 11, on into chapter 6 and verse 3. About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, and of instruction about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. In the previous context, the Hebrew writer was explaining the link between Jesus, the high priest and king, and Melchizedek, the high priest and king, in the days of Abraham. He said that he had more to say about it, but he stopped himself because he knew his readers, those first receiving this epistle, had, quote, become dull of hearing. He compares them to babies still needing milk when they themselves should be to the point of being teachers. And so, in other words, their annual grade school picture with the board pretty much looked the same every year. There was no real maturity and growth to be seen. We'd be concerned if there was no difference with our child as a 5-year-old and a 17-year-old, wouldn't we? But what about us spiritually? Is there a marked difference between where you started as a Christian and where you are today? Well, that's the question, isn't it? Have you even started? Have you become a Christian? Do you see that baptism is necessary for salvation and that you need to obey the gospel message of Jesus Christ and become a child of God, being forgiven of your sins? If you're not a Christian, what is it that you're growing in? Secular knowledge? Trivia answers? Hobbies? You know, all of those things are fine and good on their own, but none of them provide spiritual growth and above all salvation from your sins. You know, the fact is that you can be the most academically smart person in the room, but a fool spiritually without Jesus. And so may we all see the wisdom to mature in Christ. And if we haven't started, how about we start today? And if you need help in knowing what to do to become mature in Christ, to even put on Christ in baptism, please don't hesitate to reach out and contact us. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com. And you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.